This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Andy's out. Brian and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, Dad. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
What do you think? Pretty good?
It's something.
you're supposed to be encouraging.
Woo! Good job. I appreciate your creativity.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's great,
it's
isn't
refreshing.
It? Trisha is in the studio.
Hey,
Ethan is too. It's a very, very full studio because it's 2 o'clock hour. And we are going to do a little bit that we do on my weekend show sometimes. We're kind of integrating this into the Annie Fry Show called Serious Questions. Now, if you're not familiar with Serious Questions, it sounds a little bit like this.
Serious Question.
Now, that's it. We have the sounder because we all bring a different story to the table. And this is real news that's happening. And then we ask a
serious question
about that story. Trisha is a veteran at this because she's on the Wiggins America show very frequently.
Every once in a while.
Yeah,
back
guess.
For
actually,
the first time.
Yeah.
In like 6 months. I,
very frequently. Not at all.
All
very
the
frequently.
Time.
She doesn't want to be associated with the show.
Once per quarter.
Once per year this year.
So far, it's been once.
Just a train wreck. It start to the same.
It was last week.
I'm sorry. I should be yes-anding you. You're doing a great job.
No,
yes
no.
And.
No. I do want more praise for the open. I'm very proud. Me and Brad. We feel like
really
we want a high five. Every
meeting
time.
Of the minds and
yeah. Yeah.
Yes and
yes and Annie
that.
Will be back tomorrow.
I'm
folks.
Projecting onto Brad.
Are you going to play it for Annie tomorrow?
What's that?
The intro, just for her to have heard it.
What's that?
Was that a
serious question?
No, it wasn't. This was before the segment starts.
No, we're not going to tell Annie that exists.
Okay, got it. Good to know.
We want to keep
Chat,
playing it.
You hear that now? No sharing any of that info.
All right, Trisha is our special guest. So why don't you start with your first
serious question.
All right, erasing bad memories could be a reality. In 2004's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey's character undergoes a memory erasing procedure to forget his ex. Now, according to a neurosurgeon at Northwell Staten Island University Hospital, there are three cutting-edge methods that can mute or dampen traumatic memories. Patients would have a magnetic coil placed on their scalp, which sends pulses to specific areas of the brain. According to the doc, the theory, still in its early stages, is that targeting certain brain circuits can change how people access their memories.
So this is how they find out that it's a negative memory?
Yes, something to do with the way your brain reacts when these coils are associated. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Let me ask my question.
Go ahead.
Serious question.
Serious question.
If you could erase your memories, certain ones, would you?
Ooh, man. I don't think so. I don't think I would erase memories. You got to deal with it. Because my fear would be that you'd erase the memory, but still have the feeling and not know why you have it. Like if there's some trigger that comes up every time you drive past a certain sign and that was where you lost a loved one or something, you erase the memory and you drive past the sign and you go, oh man, you're really sad every time I see that bird.
Why
do
I feel that way?
Why would you feel that or have that if you don't have any recollection?
I guess, thank you for that very good.
Serious question.
Because, Ethan gets it.
Because what you're asking is, are you more than just the sum of your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this stuff affects your emotions and your soul in a way that's beyond just your thoughts. So you lose the thought, but then you don't lose the reaction to the thought.
Well, and then the other thing is, too, you remember reacting negatively to that sign, but then you won't remember why you reacted negatively to that sign, because the memory that you associate with the sign has been removed, but not the emotion that you've associated with the sign.
Sounded like a tough lot sign. Of words.
Is it possible we've all undergone this at some point, and that's why we have deja vu?
That we've all undergone this procedure.
Yep, we've all had
that this procedure exists and has for
has
years.
For years.
But they erase the memory of you getting it done?
Yep.
All I see.
The answer is yes.
All that I see in my mind when this happens is like when they wipe
you see
out.
Nothing.
When they wipe. When they
you
wipe
feel
out.
Something, though, because of
like,
soul.
When they wipe out the Winter Soldier's memory, right, in Captain America or in Stranger Things, right, they like. Basically fry their brains, like electrocute their brains. That's all I see here is it going wrong.
What if, Trisha, what if the person really is sadistic and loves their trauma? Would they be able to target that?
So could they? Well, they might be able to target the happy memories.
But that's what I'm saying.
So then you only have bad memories.
Well, but that I think what I'm saying is if you're trying to get rid of bad memories, but you're also a sadist, then all of a sudden they go after your bad memories and you're like, but you like all these, so we got nothing to do.
Serious question.
Did that answer it? Did you get the proper answer?
I got it. Yep. Yeah.
Brad, you want to go next?
Sure. Monsters under the bed. All right. So a babysitter looked under the bed to reassure a worried child that there wasn't a monster hiding under there, because who hasn't been a babysitter and the child says, hey, there's monsters under my bed.
I have not been a babysitter.
Me neither. Anyway, and they came face to face with a man who wasn't supposed to be there.
There was a guy?
It was a guy under the kid's bed, and that's what the monster was that the kid was afraid of. So this this was in Kansas,
well,
too.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
At least it was in Kansas.
So the 27-year-old man was booked
ain't
into-
no monsters in Missouri or Southern Illinois.
27-year-old man was booked into jail a week after struggling with the babysitter that knocked- With a
they
struggle
got in a fight?
They got into a fight and it knocked the kid to the ground. And so the sheriff's office said that the deputies were called late Monday to a home near Great Bend, which is in Kansas on the west side of the state. And the suspect was gone when they arrived. So, serious question.
Serious question.
Are you guys afraid of the dark?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
I realized the other day that I'm not anymore.
Oh, I hate it.
I was walking around the basement. There's no lights. And I stepped on something. I was like, dang it. I hate the dark. Oh, wait. No, I'm not even afraid anymore.
What if it would have been a mouse?
I yelled at it. I'm not afraid anymore.
Or that raccoon.
Do you hear me? I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid.
I yell into the dark a lot, though.
You do?
Yeah, like
what,
right now.
What kind
nobody's
of?
Nobody's listening.
Jeez, that was really,
really
deep.
Nobody is.
That was really deep.
Not even sure we're on anymore.
I'm the only one to answer the question.
Yeah.
I answered it.
Yeah, you did, but...
Ethan. But I don't count.
You don't count as a person.
You got to ask the question again.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Oh, no. The only time that I get a little bit nervous in the dark is if I just watched a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the only
time. I'll give you that.
I'm like, I'm going to walk to my room a little quicker.
I'll tell you what. You guys have never been alone in the woods at night. Because
I have.
Well, you're afraid of the dark.
Yeah, that was 2018.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have also.
The thing about, like Ryan described being in his basement, not, you know, it's a familiar area, so if it's familiar to me, I'm not afraid of that. But man, I've got intrusive thoughts that creep up when I'm out, like, in an unfamiliar spot, if it's dark, especially, like, if you're in one of those, like, I don't know how many times you guys go and like, and you're just exploring stuff, and it's like, this is like old and haunted, and there's nothing here.
You're like, I'm gonna go explore the old cabin way right, out there. It's right. Almost dusk, so I think I'll be okay.
I grew up playing in the woods, and that stuff still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. So as much as I'd like to say no, I'm not afraid of the dark. Yeah, I there are times when I'm like,
I always
get
rationalize myself out of it. Because I kid you not,
it's the exact opposite for me.
That's what fear is you're not rational. But I think. How hard would it be for somebody to break into my house? Then why would they hide in my furnace room waiting for what?
How hard would it be for somebody to break into your house and hide under a bed?
Well, it wouldn't be that hard, I guess.
And it happens because that's what that story says.
It did happen. The only time I get afraid of the dark is when I'm walking through like my basement again and there's no lights in my basement or I haven't turned anything on, and I look over in like the darkest corner and something just starts laughing.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that scares
me. It's the worst.
And I just usually get out of there pretty quick.
Okay.
Serious question.
That might be a different segment for a different day. Mm-hmm.
And then when you see the eyes, just the white, mm-hmm. you're like, that's not right.
I don't have a cat.
Well, it was...
I'm not afraid anymore.
Ethan, you want to go?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So there is a trending story right now involving sports. Surprise, surprise that I bring it up. Yesterday, during the Atlanta Braves-Toronto Blue Jays game, the Braves sideline reporter, his name's Wiley Ballard, was drawing a little
Fake.
Bit of okay, was drawing a little bit of criticism after he did a hit where he was just straight up interviewing these two attractive girls at somewhere in the ballpark.
Oh yeah,
and the whole thing became, can he get their numbers? So he has the inner piece, and the broadcasters are saying to him, you have four innings to get their number. And he's interviewing these girls, but he starts kind of, you know, hitting on them a little
he's
bit.
He's hitting them on live TV?
On live TV.
Because I saw the report, but I didn't see the actual video.
So he literally says, he's like, hey, they're telling me right now that, like, I need your, you need to give me your number.
So, are the broadcasters saying it to him
yes,
on TV?
On TV. And she ends up pulling her phone out and giving him her number. And he stays there, I guess. I don't know how long he stayed there, but they went back to it a couple of times later in that inning, and he's still just shooting the ball with these two girls, and you see he could tell when they're laughing, when they're looking, because they just start randomly laughing. So he kind of looks at, like, he knows where the camera is. He'll look a couple of times to, like, wink at the camera and stuff, like, mid-conversation with these girls. But this is drawing some heat, because some fans are saying that this was unprofessional, that this shouldn't be done
on
TV during a professional sporting event. And then there's some people, I think you could summarize them as like the Barstool Sports crowd probably, is saying like, this is the best thing ever. This is amazing. I saw a video last night calling this game, which I believe the Braves absolutely dominated. They called it the Wiley Ballard game. So my serious question.
Oh, hang on.
Serious question.
Nice, thank you for that. Is it professional to hit on girls during a pro sports broadcast?
Dude, that's more than professional. That is using your position for the best reasons possible.
Yeah, it's leveraging your advantages.
I want to hear what Trisha says.
Yeah,
counter question.
Serious question.
Thank you. Are those girls getting duped in any sort of way because of this? Because they're kind of running a very public con on them. Like, are the girls aware that...
Or are they running the con on him?
I don't know.
But are you saying...
My guess, not having seen the footage, is that I think this was hilarious. But I'm wondering if there's a counterculture here that says, this is kind of crummy. If she gives her number, does that make her look a certain way? And if they don't, are they going to get pressure? Like, are the girls supposed to... So when you're a woman... You have to kind of also play the other game where if you give your number in this situation, do you look like you're too easy to get the number? And is it on this big stage?
Yeah. But isn't that kind of, you're running cover for yourself because you're like, look, this was on TV. This was a guy who clearly has a nice job. He's respected. People know him. Why wouldn't I give this guy my number?
But aren't you kind of getting never been kissed there or whatever?
What does that mean?
She's all that, where you're kind of not, he's not really getting your number because he wants your number. He's getting it because his buddies are like, ho, let's pull a prank.
But what happens if he, like, I guess that all depends on if he goes on the date.
On
with
the motive. Yeah.
Couldn't she just have not participated? Like, she didn't have to do that.
100%. She could have not participated. And is she going to get judgment from one crowd for not participating because everybody's like, yeah, go get them. But then everybody else is like, these guys are messing with you and that's kind of crummy. You know what I mean? Like, is she in a lose-lose because
this is why I wanted to know your opinion because there legitimately are times that I've, as an adult now and married and been past that stage, that I've seen, you know, people trying to hit, like guys usually trying to hit on girls and thought for the first time ever, oh, I'd hate to be that girl. Mm-hmm. Because when I was that age, I was only thinking of myself as the guy. Now, as a guy who has a daughter, I'm thinking a little bit more like, oh, what would she do in that circumstance? Which is why I was like, well, what's
appropriate? And I would clarify, I don't think all women are victims for getting hit on.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Like, courtship goes both ways, and women like attention, and men like attention, and we like to, you know, get to know each other. But I didn't know if there was a world where this could have come off as kind of icky towards the girls.
I'm curious, too, when it comes to these kinds of hits, none of them are ever, scripted is not the right word, because they are raw material, but there's no way that Wiley Ballard just went up and just out of the blue just interviewed these girls. I mean, there was definitely
he talked to them ahead of time to see if they were cool.
Hey, you guys, good with this? Mm-hmm. But this is also super unique. Perhaps it has something to do with right now. The Blue Jays. I'm not even sure. The Blue Jays are at their normal ballpark, I believe. There's a couple of different teams that are playing in minor league ballparks this year, so it's making things a little bit different.
Does that change things for you? Would this be a minor league thing? If it was minors, would it be more reporter's not as rich?
I feel less icky about it if there's less money involved.
But this isn't even one of those minor league ballpark situations. So I don't know. I don't personally have any issues with it. I think it's good fun. I have to imagine there was some sort of communication before about, hey, we're going to interview you. Not sure what was discussed during that, right? If he's saying, hey, the broadcasters are wanting me to do this, but the Braves broadcasting crew is also infamously known for having a lot of fun. It's a fun group of guys. So it wouldn't surprise me, too, if they're like, oh, there's a couple of cute ladies. Go for it, Wiley, or something like that.
I like the old stodgy broadcasts with the old
keys. Keep going with this, Ryan.
Do one.
Here's a real one.
Serious question.
Have you ever given somebody a fake number?
Me?
The room's looking at you, Trisha, really.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We don't get asked for numbers. Yeah. Guys.
Yeah, one time we ran around Nashville giving out a friend of ours number. Like, I went out with a group of girls.
You ran around Nashville? The grocery store?
Nashville, the grocery store. No, we went out on a girls' trip to Nashville, and if people would ask for our number, we'd give it to another friend that we worked with at the time who was a guy, so he was just back home.
So it's a guy's number?
That's
great. I have a cold.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, this is me, Trisha. Like a guy would have to do a deeper voice.
In the serious questions voice.
Right. All right. My story is a growing number of people want to be phone free after the Masters because, you know, you had to leave your phone off of the course. Is that a new thing, by the way, Ethan?
No.
How long have they been doing that?
I don't have that answer, but I can get it really quickly for you.
Like I said, I went in 2017. I don't remember them telling us you can't take your phone. But they could have. I just don't remember that was a thing. But a lot of people are saying, you know what, walking around for several hours without a phone, I loved it. And they're saying they really don't want to go back to carrying a phone. So, serious question.
Serious question.
Do you remember the first time you ever made a phone call? Because I don't.
No.
I figured you guys didn't either. But I just wanted to ask my...
Serious question.
That's a terrible serious question.
Are you sure?
It would be one thing if phones came out when we were in our teens or
they
something.
They did.
No.
Cells. Yeah, we didn't.
Are you talking
those.
About a cell phone?
No,
call?
Just a call. Mm-hmm. Just like the first time you ever called somebody.
No, I certainly don't.
You don't? Thanks for answering, honestly. Brett?
I think I was 4.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, it was my grandma.
What? You remember calling your grandma
I
the first time?
I remember my grandma.
Was it an event?
Well, it's weird. It's
no way.
It's weird because I grew up, my parents had that trucking company. My mom ran it out of the house, so she was always answering the phone. So my parents told me even from like a little age, I would always answer my play phone. And so when I was young, I was like probably like 4 years old. They was like, yeah, call grandma. Push this one and this one and this one.
On your play phone?
No, on the real phone this time. So
I can't believe somebody said yes to that. I thought for sure everybody's going to say no.
I don't believe it.
The whole plan was. Memory.
If anybody would have said yes, are you surprised that it was me?
No, I'm not.
At all.
The whole plan was I was going to ask that question, say no. Everybody was going to agree no, and there was going to be silence, and I was going to wrap the segment up. It was intentionally awkward.
Do you want us all to be quiet?
Yeah,
start playing
if you could.
Music?
Yeah.
1933 is what AI Overview said. I don't know how that works.
That's when the Masters said you couldn't bring a phone?
Yeah.
You'd have to walk out with a dial-up?
That's what
with
AI...
a rotary
that's
phone?
That's what Google's AI Overview says.
Carrying it on your hip.
I guess if somebody did bring out like one of those old rotary dial phones, they'd be like, no, sir. That's not allowed here at the Masters.
What if it rings?
Now that's how you end a segment. Sing about you, know it.